Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. This is a beautiful day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it on this Tuesday morning. It's a beautiful day God has allowed us to see. And we want to welcome everyone on the line today. Thanking God for his grace, his mercy, and his love, because he has been so good to us, and we just thank God for his, how good he is to us today. And we love the Lord today, and we thank God for his grace, his mercy, and his kindness, and he has brought us from a mighty, mighty long way. And we just say thank you, Lord, for all his goodness and his kindness to us today, because he has been so good to us. And we thank God for it. We do thank God this day for how good he's been to us. 6, 6, 3, 7. Thank the Lord. Thank God, thank God. Let me do it again. 4, 6, 6, 3, 7. Thank you, Jesus. So this is the day that the Lord has made. I hope this thing is going to work for me today. With, I suppose, touch something. App. That was supposed to come on. I don't know. I can't get it on. I don't believe it. Leave today. To do. But I don't believe I'm getting it on. But I thank God for the. Let me cut it off again. And get it back on. 4, 6, 6, 3, 7 for me to come on. But today is the day that the Lord has made, and we thank God for being on the show today. And hopefully we're going to get the mics open. I don't know what's going on with it. Let me turn this back. Let me see. Okay. Shut down. Now let me turn it back on. Okay, there it goes. Now, we're going to try to get the mics on. I should have already done this. Time is going on with me, but I'm trying to get the mics up before I get started on everything. So just be patient with you that are on the 4, 6, 6, 3, 7. Okay. Now what did I do? He said something. There's something supposed to come up. Internet. Did I supposed to do internet? Okay, there it goes. Okay. So we thank God for being on today. And we do love the Lord, and we just worship him and give him praise, because he's worthy of all praise. And we thank God for this is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it. And we're going to be talking today about forgiveness. And we know that God forgave, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that we might have a right to the tree of life. And I thank God for him forgiving me, because if it hadn't been for him forgiving me, I would be still in my sin. So God, for God so loved the world that he forgave All we have to do is just receive what he did, on what Jesus did, cross, because he's the one that paid the price for us to be saved. He paid the price for us, and he did it all for us. And all we have to do is receive what he did on the cross. And when he died, he went down into the pits of hell and preached to those bounds of the spirits. And when he got up, now the graves opened up, but they couldn't come out of the graves until he was resurrected. And the word of God said they got up and walked in the street, into the streets of Jerusalem. But he took those back with him to paradise, because the thief on the cross, before Jesus died, the thief on the cross, he said, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus took time to say, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." Praise God. And so, but the other one, he wasn't concerned about that. He just wanted to get down. He just wanted to get down off the cross. But you know what? When he died, he went to hell. But Jesus carried that one that asked him. He took him to paradise. Praise God. And all we have to do is accept Jesus, what Jesus Christ did for us. Praise God. For he come to seek and to save those that was lost. But our subject today is forgiveness. And what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is what Jesus did for us. He forgave us of our sins, our sins. Adam, see, we wouldn't have even had to have sin in our life. But once Adam disobeyed God, that caused all of us to be born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Because when Adam disobeyed God in the garden and took and ate of the fruit, they had to be put out of the garden. And God put an angel there that was turning a sword every which way, so they couldn't get to the tree of life. They would have got to the tree of life, they would have never died. And everyone born after that they got to the tree of life would have lived forever and ever. So therefore, he put an angel there that had a sword going every which way, so they couldn't get to the tree of life. He put them out of the garden, and therefore man had to die. So everyone born of a woman now has to die. So it's once appointed unto man wants to die, and after that, judgment. Praise God. So when man dies now, if they die without Jesus Christ, hell bound. But those that die in Jesus Christ, they go to paradise. And then when God tells Jesus to come and get his people, those that fell asleep in Jesus Christ, they wake up, and they're going to be raised up first. Then the ones that are still alive, they're going to be caught up, and we're going to meet the Lord in the air, and we're going to meet Jesus together. None of those that fell asleep in Jesus are in heaven yet. We're going to meet the Lord in the air together. And the word of God says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. They not looking down on us, watching us now. They in paradise. Praise God. But those souls are going to meet up. They're going to meet. And God, we're going to go together. And we're going to be with Jesus 1,000 years, the word of God says. So don't think they're in heaven now. They're not in heaven yet. They're in paradise, those that fell asleep in God. That's the first resurrection. And the second resurrection is the ones that didn't make it. And that's going to be a sorrowful time, because they're going to stand before the judgment of God. Praise God. And those are the ones that's going to be cast into the lake of fire. Lord, and you don't want to be in the second resurrection. So those that are not, that don't know God, they need to get ready. Your loved ones that don't know God, continue to pray for them, that they won't miss the first resurrection, because the second resurrection has no power. And they're going to be cast into the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone. and they're going to suffer forever and ever, Lord Jesus. But we're going to be talking today about forgiveness, praise God. But we're going to go to God in prayer. Most holy and all-wise God, we come to you. It's an honor to come before your throne this morning. Father, we thank you for allowing us to wake up to another beautiful day that you have made. Even if it was raining or whatever, everything that you make is beautiful, Lord. And we thank you for allowing us to wake up to this day today, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Father, for having activities of our limbs and in our right mind. We thank you for being able to breathe in and out of your fresh air that you've given us today. We have so much to thank you for, God. Some people is alive, but they don't have use of their limbs. Some people have eyes, but they can't see. Oh, God, we give you praise today because you've been so good to us, Lord. Lord, we give you praise and honor. We thank you for the subject that we'll be talking on today, forgiveness, because some people have bitterness in their hearts and they won't forgive. But the word of God says if we don't forgive, neither will you forgive us. Oh, God, lead, guide us through these scriptures, God. You lead and guide us that we may have be able to say something to encourage someone on the line, to encourage somebody that there is hope in Christ Jesus. That's where our hope is in you, Lord. It's a lot of hatred and malice and envy and strife in the world today. So much is going on, God, that's against your principles today. But, God, we know we have life in you today, Lord. Oh, God, we have hope in you today, Jesus. And, Father, if we live according to the word of God, we're going to be able to see it for ourselves. Oh, God, lead us and guide us as we go through the scriptures today. Bless everyone on the line, on the computer, or however they're listening today, God, that it'll be a blessing to those, God. Bless the ones that may be discouraged today. Give them hope today, Lord. Because there is hope in Christ Jesus. Bless the sick, the afflicted today, God. Oh, God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, we're going to be talking about forgiveness today. Because some people may say, well, I can't forgive they've done to me. Or I'll never forget it. But when we sin, and we ask God to forgive us, he throws all that regardless of how bad it was. He throws it in the sea of forgiveness, not to bring it up again. Regardless of how bad it was, sin is sin. And he throws it in the sea of forgiveness, not to bring it up. Satan will come. He's an accuser of the brother. And he'll bring stuff up. But we have to, God throws it in the sea of forgiveness, not to bring it up again. And we have to rebuke Satan because he will throw stuff up back up in your face and accuse you. But you have to rebuke him and plead the blood and keep on going because he's a liar and the truth is not in him at all. Because, see, he was once in heaven and he messed it up himself. And he don't want us to go there because it's a beautiful place. But he's not going to spend the rest in heaven. He's lost, and he's going to be cast into the lake of fire. But we got a chance. We got a chance to go there to that place. And the new Jerusalem that God said, Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And when I come again to receive you into myself, that new Jerusalem is gone. In Revelation, it talks about it coming down. And it's going to be a beautiful place. Praise God. But Satan is not going to be there. He's going to be cast into the lake of fire. And he's going to be there forever and ever, not to torment, not to accuse anybody anymore. That's his place that he's going to spend eternity there, not to hurt anyone else. But if we live for Jesus Christ, we got a glorious future ahead of us. But we have to walk according to the word of God. And that's what Jesus tells us about. That's what God has prepared for those that love him. That would be what we will have in store. But we have to live that holy, sanctified, clean life. But Satan is trying to keep us from that life that God has prepared for those that love him. So we're talking about forgiveness today. We can't hold anything in our heart against anybody. Regardless of how bad people try to treat us, we can't hold anything in our heart against anyone. We have to have forgiveness in our heart, and it takes the Spirit of God for us to forgive. We can't forgive ourselves, but the Spirit of God in us can forgive. And we have to ask God to help us to forgive. Praise God. Even when Jesus was hanging on the cross, and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They beat him. They beat him. They brutalized him, that he didn't even look like an ordinary. He didn't look like a man. That's how bad they were. Savior. But he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Praise God. And when the thief on the cross, the one said, get up, you know, he just wanted to get down. But he said, the other one said, we're guilty, that we deserve what we're getting. But so this man hadn't done anything. And that's when he said, Jesus, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus took time, and he said, this day, thou shalt be with me in paradise. And he was suffering so. They had beat him and brutalized him so. And he hung there, and he said, this day, he took time out. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And so we're talking about forgiveness. A lot of people have been mistreated, and I have been mistreated. And one time a person mistreated me so and hurt me so bad. They had done it over the years. They had hurt me so bad. I didn't want to forgive it. It hurt me to my heart. And I didn't want to forgive. But God helped me. I had to forgive. And I would think about it, and I cried. It hurt me so bad. But Jesus in me, I had to forgive. I had to forgive. The Jesus in me, I had to forgive. So see, we can't hold stuff. We cannot hold stuff against anybody. And we have to ask the Lord, Lord, you help me to forgive. Because I can't do it myself, but I know that you can. Because if we don't forgive, God will forgive us. But he will help us to forgive.
Yes,
he'll help us. He'll help us. So we're going to be going right now. So let's go to Luke, Matthew 6. We're going to go to Matthew 6 chapter. And the 14th and 15th verse. Matthew, the 6th chapter. 14, 6th chapter, 14 and 15th verse. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So see, if we don't forgive, God will not forgive us. But sometimes, people can hurt you so bad that I would just cry. I would think about it, and I'd just cry. it hurt me so bad. And it was a family member, and I would just cry. But in time, God healed that hurt. But you have to pray and ask God to help you, because when the flesh hurts, it hurts. And you have to pray and talk to God. And it was a family member that hurt me so bad. And I had to pray, and God helped me to get past it. And I was able to forgive, because you have to forgive. Because he said, if you don't forgive, neither would your father forgive. And God helped me, and I had to forgive. So we have to pray, because as long as we're in this flesh, we're going to be hurt, saints. Brothers and sisters, we're going to be hurt. And when a family member hurts you to your heart,
yes.
Now, it hurts. And we have to pray. You have to pray. And so we have to forgive in order for our Father to forgive us. Now, he'll help us to get through it. But long as you're in this body, now you're going to be hurt. And sometimes you'll get hurt right in the church, too. You can get
Amen.
Hurt in the church. And that's a hurtful thing, and it takes prayer to get you through it. But God will. He'll get you through it now. But it hurts going this way. It ain't peaches and cream and flowers and all that all the time. Long as you're in the flesh, you're going to get hurt. But you have to pray and ask God to help you, and he will help you. Praise God. Let's go to Luke 6. Let's go to Luke, and we're gonna let y'all talk some too, because y'all got a story to tell. Going this way, sometimes you're going to get abused on this journey, but God will see you through. Let's go to Luke 6, 37. Luke 6, 37. Luke 6, 37. It says, okay, Luke 6, 37. Judge not, be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. So we have to have mercy one another, and we have to forgive one another. When you get hurt, you can't hurt it, hold it against somebody. You have to forgive them. And even if they hurt, sometimes I tell you, that same person that hurt you, they can hurt you again now. And act like it ain't nothing, but you have to ask God to forgive them. You can't hold it against them. You have to ask God to forgive them now. But sometimes you have to let people go. You can't just let people keep hurting you. You have to let them go now. Now you have to let them go. Because some people just keep hurting you and hurting you and hurting, but you have to turn people loose and let them go. Now, God don't mean for us to be a floor mat to nobody. You have to let people go. 37, it says. Luke 36, 37, 37. Luke 36, 36. Luke 30. Okay, Luke 6, 37. 37. Luke 36, 37. Okay. Okay, I'm going to go to another one, and then I'm going to let some of y'all talk. I know y'all probably got a story to tell, too. Matthew 18. Okay, let's go to Matthew 18, 21. Okay, we're here. Matthew 18, 21, 22. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him, till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. So, now, if he repents, you're supposed to forgive him. Now, if he just keeps doing you wrong, you forgive him now, but sometimes you have to let people go. You just have to let people go. So people just run over you and keep doing you wrong. You have to turn people loose and let them go. Now, because you can't let people run over you and just keep putting you in the dirt, you have to let people go. Okay, we're going to go to Colossians 3, 12, 13. Colossians 3, 12, 13. Colossians 3, 12, 13. Okay. 3. Putting on therefore the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgive you also do ye also. So we have to forgive one another. But listen, you don't let one another run over you and do you any kind of way. Some people are just going to do you any kind of way and say, I'm sorry, but they're not sorry. God wants you to have common sense. So you don't let people just run you into the ground and treat you any kind of way. We know when people's doing us wrong. So God don't want us to be a floor mat for anybody. We have to stand up for ourselves and do the right thing. So people will run over you and do you wrong. We as Christian people, we love everybody. But you don't let people just run over you and treat you like dirt and do you wrong. But we show love to one another and live right and treat people right. But don't just be a floor mat to anybody. Because we have to love anybody. We have to love and treat everybody right. So God wants us to show love to one another and treat one another the way he wants us to treat one another. But you don't be a floor mat to nobody. Okay, the mic's open. Anyone got something they want to add to that, we want you to be free. But you might can help me as well.
Well, I like to give honor to God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and thank you for the word. And because we know God is a good God. He is a forgiving God. He says, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, it says. For thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, said, I am the Lord. And we know that the Lord is love. He is a multitude of love for everybody, the entire world. And, you know, and it said, be not a witness against thy neighbor without a cause, and deceive not with thy lips. Say not, I will do so to him as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his word. God is letting us know, and we're working for him. There's a gift waiting for us, which is eternal life without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it says sometimes, Jesus give starting warning about forgiveness. That if we refuse to forgive others, like you were saying, God also refused to forgive us. And it's
right.
Why? Because we don't forgive others. We got to forgive others. And that is a hard thing, because just like you said, people will use you. They say all manner of things. And even down when you get hurt at home, even down when you're growing up from a child, and then you go to a church, and that is one of the hardest things. You said a person says that they are a child of God, and then they slam you right in the face with words, and it hurts. It cuts deep. But it takes God to put that forgiving spirit within you, because you're cut to the core. Sometimes it is so subtle that we don't even realize what is happening to us. And it's just a slam in the face, like somebody will take their hand and just slap you right in the face. But that God has promised that he won't allow us to be tempted beyond our endurance. That if God can help you recognize temptation and to give you strength. He has to give us strength to overcome what is said, what is done, even then if a lie is told on us and you know that a lie has been told, and if you try to think that lie, it gets worse and worse and worse. So it pays us to leave it alone and let God fix it. Because payday is coming to the liar, and the deceiver and the backbiter is coming to him. And
it's
said,
coming to him.
We got to choose to choose to serve God's way. And he has so much love. And I just thank you for the word, and I'm not going to take up all the time because God is love. He loves everybody, and everybody has a chance to accept him. Today is the day of salvation, and we need to know it because there's so much is happening in the land, so much hate, resentment, and jealousy, and killing is going on. Well, we got to hold on to God like never before. We can't let go now. We can't look back. We got to go forward in the name of Jesus. I thank God for you. Love you.
Amen. That's right. And we do. We have to love one another. That's right. Because, see, Satan's out there to deceive who we can and turn us against one another. And we have to have that forgiving spirit to continue to press on to what is right. Because he's out there to us against one another, and he don't want us to love one another and all that.
That's true.
But God is out to, and we live it in the last days, and if he can deceive us and get our eyes off of God, that's the way to get us to quit loving one another and doing what is right. But we have to have that forgiving spirit.
Amen.
We have to have that spirit and do what is right. And see, everybody going to church ain't for the right thing. And we We have to keep our eyes on the Lord and do what is right. But we have to have a forgiving spirit, regardless of what comes or what goes. We have to have that love in our heart to forgive and go on and serve God. Because we're living in the last days. We are. We're living in the last days. We don't know when Jesus is coming back to get his people. But when God tells them to come, he's coming. And we have to be ready to go. Whether in the grave or we're here on earth, we have to be ready to go. No spot, no wrinkle, no blink is going in. No sin is going in. So we have to be ready to go. And we just have to be ready. So we don't if we're in the bed asleep. The ones say ones and one, I forget what scripture that is. It says two may be in the field, one will be taken to the left, two may be in the grinding in the mill. So we don't know what we might be doing in the time when he calls us. But we have to be ready, and no sin can be in our lives. We have to be clean. And it's mother, daddy, or whatever, we have to be ready to go. So that's why we have to be careful every day of our life. We can't speak for nobody but ourselves. And we have to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We have to love the Lord. We can't hide nothing from God. Nothing.
So true. So true.
And so I tell you, it's time to get ready. Like it's a song, packing up, getting ready to go. We better be already packed up and ready to go. Because we don't know when he's coming back. But he's coming. He's coming. And he knows those that are his. He's not going to pick the wrong one. He knows those that are his. He knows every one of us by name. Praise God. And I thank God that he knows me by name. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
He's not going to pick the wrong child. He knows all of us by name. And I thank God for that. I thank him for his word, because his word is true. We have to read it for ourselves. We have to know him for ourselves. He knows the hairs of our head. He knows every hair string of our head. He knows it. Praise the Lord. It's time as never before to get ready, because we are living in the last days. So much is happening now. So much is happening now. And we don't know from one moment to the next. But we have to have that pure love in our heart. Sometimes you get mistreated and don't know why. But we have to pray and tell God about it. Because he knows We want our family saved. We want our children saved, but we can't wait on them. We have to be ready for ourselves. We want our grandchildren saved, but we can't wait on them. We have to make sure we're doing what's right because it's an individual thing. Praise God. But time is winding up, and he's coming just like he said he would. And it said, just like when he comes to get the saints, the sinner man ain't going to see him when he comes to get the saints. He's not going to see him come. But, honey, we have to be ready to go. Praise God, praise God. So I tell you, the word is true all by itself. And it behooves us to be ready. It behooves us to be ready. I don't know if anyone else is on the line or not. But
Jesus, my sister.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How are you doing today, sis?
I'm absolutely fabulous.
Praise God. Well, take your time. I'm glad you're on the line today.
Yes, I do apologize for missing last week. I got tied up and just forgot completely about it. So I do ask for your forgiveness. And I did listen to it. It was spectacular.
Well, you just go on and say what you got to say today. I'm glad you're with us today. How are you feeling today?
Honey, I am so spectacular. I am so amazing, wonderful, the product of our Savior. He is resting in me. He is surrounding me. He is protecting me. He is helping me. He is loving on me. I cannot complain.
That's wonderful, Sister Margaret. That is wonderful.
Honey, I got some stuff to tell you. In the next 10 days, you're going to blow your mind.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to share some stuff with us right now, whatever you want to say.
Okay.
We're talking about forgiveness.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. We have to be given, we have to give forgiveness to get forgiveness. People will tell you that, oh, it's not important, it's not okay, but that's a lie. We have to ask for forgiveness. Sin will carry you to degradation. Sin will carry you to the pits of hell. That is all. I mean, there's no surrender, no getting a past it, no getting by. You cannot sin and think you're going to heaven. I had a young lady tell me, she was like, oh, that's nothing. That little lie's nothing. So I did a little write-up, but I did the little white lie, because, you know, back in the early 90s, like 80s, all this was, oh, it's just a little white lie. A lie is a lie no matter how you slice it.
That's right.
When I Psalms 101 and 7 says, a lie will not tarry in my Lord's sight. So you cannot lie. You cannot cheat.
Mm-mm.
You cannot steal.
Mm-mm.
You cannot murder. I mean, those are things that are specific. I mean, they were named specifically for everybody to get a hold to, because you cannot do these things and think you're going to heaven.
That's right.
I know the Bible says, everybody says, Lord, Lord, is not entering in. And that is true fact, because if my Lord will tell you right quick, I never knew you. You'll walk up iniquity. You'll walk up sin. Your trespasses, your meanness, your evilness, those things will not carry with my Lord. He will not take that. He will not
take
a broken soldier. He will take a full-blown soldier that works for him. But a soldier that's broken in sin, I mean, you can't commit a sin and go to heaven.
No. Mm-mm. No. You have to get it right.
Yes, and that's the action that my Lord said to give you. You have to say, my Lord, please. I mean, I use mine because he's my personal. But you could say, my Lord, please help me. Please forgive me. I'm sorry for what I've done. I don't mean it. I will not try to do it again. I will not do it again. I just want you to please forgive me. So that is, you get forgiveness like that. You do not get forgiveness for it. It's nothing. It's okay. That little lie is nothing. Oh, I just kid at God because he killed somebody. So that's nothing. I stole $500 from the old man, but he got a million. I mean, all the stuff does not wash. It does not wash.
You have to get it under the blood.
Mean, always, everything has to be. People are taking down some of the people. Take down off the true word. I was in our online in Gateway Bible, and it has like 82, 83 revised Bible. I'm like, what revised? All these revised Bibles? I'm like, really? People can, I mean, I'll say that it's man-made ideas of what the Bible truly is. Man-made of their ideas of what they say the scripture means. So they put their ideas in there. And that is a wash. If you want to know what the scripture means, ask my Lord. Ask my Savior. Ask my Jesus. Ask my God. Ask him. He will tell you. He'll be happy to share with you what his word means. That's how I've learned what I've learned. Because I was sitting, I would read something, and I'd be like, my love, does this mean this for here, or does it mean something different? Or was the writer saying this to this person, or was it saying to that person? And does it include this group, or does it not include this group? Like most of the things, we have the Bible, the Holy Scriptures. It's here today because it is for us to. It's nothing to do all with the Hebrews. Nothing to do all with biblical times. It's for us. We have to abide by the word. So
yes,
I don't know who. I don't know who think we don't. But I'm telling you from a perspective of talking to my Savior, myself, my personal self. I talk to him daily. He talks to me daily, and we have conversations. I ask him about certain words. I ask him about certain things. I will look up the word, and I'll say, my Lord, is this what it actually means? Is this what you want to me here in this scripture? And he'll tell me yes or no. So,
Praise God.
You could go. You could go to my Lord. My Lord is not untouchable. He's not unreachable. Just get it to a pinpointed position of salvation, and he will come to you on the whim, and he will tell you stuff on the whim, or you can ask him stuff, no matter what it is. You can ask him.
I asked him personally.
I was praying Easter Sunday. I was praying and I said, my glory, my true love, I know this is not the right time of your true resurrection, but will you tell me what your true resurrection is? When I finished praying, he told me, he said, open up your calendar. And I said, okay. And I said, January? He said, no. I said, February? He said, no. I said, March, April, May? He said, no. I said, June. He said, no. I said, July. He said, no. I stopped at August. The actual resurrection day of my Savior is August 16th. His actual birthday is May 21st. So these are things that I got personally from him because I can go to him under all circumstances, no matter what it is. And this is another point. I'm probably taking up time, but I just want to make sure people understand because my glory is waiting on everybody on their deathbed. He's still waiting. He's waiting for the time you're born to the day you die. So he's still waiting for you to make that choice, that decision to come to him. And it's so sad that people get to fight the devil if they won't call out to him. that fighting. And have you ever seen somebody that was cringing, dying, that was cringing, that like they were trying to fight and couldn't fight?
Mm.
That was hell grabbing us. That was
hell
grabbing us.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Lord,
and I got this from my Savior, my true Savior. He told me this. So this is based from him personally. So hell has come up and grabbed a hold to him. And then they will not holler out to him. They will not say, my Lord, help me, please save me. They will not. They just fight, fight, fight. The thing about it is he's waiting to that last breath. That last breath, he is waiting for each and every one of us to come to him. I mean, there's been plenty of people that were saved on their deathbed in their heaven.
Yeah.
But then there's plenty of people that refuse. And they're in hell now because they refuse.
Jeez. Lord Jesus.
He's waiting. He's a patient, waiting, true love. He is waiting for us. So we have to be able to do our own part in making ourselves ready for him. So we cannot include sin of no kind.
No
smoking, no drinking, no cavorting.
Right.
I know the
no
Bible
sin.
Speaks of I know the Bible speaks of drinking. It does. But let me tell you, let me put you in. My glory, my love, he drank grape juice. It was not wine.
Mm-hmm.
It was grape juice.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, they called it wine. They added vinegar and called it wine, but it was no alcohol. It was not one thing alcohol. It was all plain grape juice. So what he drank was grape juice. It was not alcohol. It was not fermented. It was hell of a time. It was just made. You see, he made it with one word. It was not fermented. It was not made to sit, to ferment. It was not made to sit together. Because he said that the Bible speaks against. The Bible does speak completely against drunkenness.
Yeah.
You cannot be a drunken, a complete drunkenness and stuff. You cannot do that.
Right.
The Bible speaks against. And everybody
that
my Lord chose, he told them not to drink wine, not to drink wine with the vinegar in it, not to drink strong drinks with the alcohol. They were not permitted to drink stuff like that when they were chosen by him. So he tells them like that, what do we think? Why do people think we can do all drunkenness and drink and stuff and think it's okay? It's not okay. That is not okay. I mean, even though it was a big thing back in the biblical days.
No.
He preached against it. He did preach against it. So I get my full information comes directly from my glory. My Lord, my Father, my truth, my true love, my trust, my anchor. Everything God has comes directly from him. And I will not take down, and I will not give up, and I will not give in on my Savior. He is mine, and I am his. And like you said, he knows me. He knows my name. He knows my attitude. He knows my ways. He knows what I'm saying right now.
No.
And if I was wrong, he would stop me personally because I have that connection.
Praise God, praise God, praise the Lord, praise God. Yes, he knows our name. I thank God, I thank God. Yes, he does.
There's a million Margaret, but honey, he sure knows Margaret M. Mitty. He knows her specifically.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm so glad you tuned in today, sis. Praise God.
I was so mad at myself last week. I was angry because I looked up and it was 1 o'clock. And I was like, what? 1 o'clock? Oh, my God.
Well, thank God you didn't miss it today. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for forgiveness because he gave his life that we might live.
Yes, he did.
And he still.
Yes,
enough to do from day to day because only through him do we have salvation. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
We thank God for the program. We thank God for everyone on the line. And we give him glory, praise, and honor. Because all glory and honor belongs to Jesus Christ. For what he did on the cross,
yes, it does.
God. We have life today. We have life today because of him. And he's coming back for his people. So we have to be ready to go. Praise our God.
Oh, yes.
Praise our God.
Thank God.
Yes. It's not getting ready. Be ready. Praise. We have to be ready. Are you still on the line, Sister Hazel? Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise. Sister Hartman, you're on the line. Praise God. Well, we're going to ask you if you would, Sister Margaret, if you'd close us out at this time. Praise God.
Praise my Lord. Thank you. Glorious blessings to my true love. I come to you in praise, worship, and thanks today.
Yes,
I thank
Lord,
you
yes,
for
Lord.
My time to be with these lovely saints.
Yes,
and thank you
yes,
for
Lord,
being able
yes,
to participate.
Lord.
Thank
oh,
you
yes,
so much
Lord.
For your love, for your anchor,
yes,
for your
yes,
help,
Lord.
For your
students. Yes,
thank you so much
yes,
for
Lord,
surrounding
yes,
us,
Lord.
For keeping
Lord.
Us. Thank you so
yes,
much
Lord.
For being with us.
Yes,
my love,
yes,
I pray
Lord.
You and I magnify you
praise
for
you,
those who are
you.
On the line. And
yes,
specifically
Jesus.
For the sick,
Lord,
specifically
yes,
for Elder Logan, my Lord, I want
yes,
you to come in,
yes,
touch them,
yes,
heal
yes,
them,
Lord.
Comfort
yes,
them,
Jesus.
And abide
yes.
with them. They
oh,
need
Lord.
More of you.
Yes,
just bring
Lord.
It to them, my love. Just bring
yes.
it to them.
Yes, Jesus.
My love, I praise you and thank you for the healing, for working in D.C.,
yes,
for my cousin,
Lord,
for
yes.
watching this see, I praise
yes.
you for their healing. My glory,
yes,
I praise
yes.
you for the time that
yes,
we have
Lord,
together.
Yes.
For Tuesday
yes.
from noon to 1, I praise you to give us
yes.
this time. Thank you for the
yes.
invitation. Thank you for the
yes.
opportunity. Thank
yes,
you, my
Lord.
Love. We all love
you.
You. And again, for everybody
Lord.
That's listening
Lord.
On the
yes.
computer,
yes,
to their cell phone,
yes.
to the
yeah.
no matter
yes,
how
Lord.
They're calling in, no matter
oh,
how they're picking up,
yes,
I teach
Jesus.
And everyone this in
we
a mighty
you,
way.
Yes, yes,
I
Lord.
Ask you in your glorious, precious
you.
Name. I
yes,
love you
Lord.
Tremendously.
We love you.
You're my whole Jesus. Heart, my love. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Thank you, thank you for sharing
thank
with
you.
Me.
Thank you, Lord.
More of you. More of you.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, my love. Thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
Yes, I ask. Glory,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Praise
the Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. And you have a blessed day, my sister. And I love you
honey,
and thank you for being with us today. yes,
honey,
Lord.
Honey, I
yes,
love
Lord.
You and thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You take care and we say shalom. Praise God.
Shalom.
Yes,
I'll be taking you in a few days. I'll take you some information in a few days.
Okay. Okay, Ben. Okay, sweetheart. You have a blessed day now.
You
yes,
too. Bless you, sweetheart.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Shalom,
bye-bye.
Everybody. God bless you.
Shalom. Love you.
Love you.